The Old Calf is a greasy spoon market-style cafe based in Cricklade Street, Cirencester, opposite D&J Sports. Good food and affordable prices. A family-run business with a friendly, warm, cosy environment. Open 7 days a week, Monday to Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eat in or take away. You can text your orders in with a collection time to 0756 839 6585 or 01285 651 484. The Old Calf is also available for small function hire and catering events. So come get some great food at the Old Calf Cirencester. For table bookings, reservations or further information, call 0756 839 6585 or 01285 651 484.
Warning. This presentation may contain adult swear words such as It may also contain actions of an adult nature such as in the ass, all over my and my big thank you.
Gary, £25,000, think about it, here we go. All you've got to do is hit the bullseye. Game on!
It's time for the all-new Pancast Show.
Oh, fiddlesticks!
With your hosts, Neil!
Get off, you complete lunatic!
Pavo!
Come on, think of your dad's boiler.
Jen!
It's that end that goes in, that bit there.
Well, it's that time of week again where we're here for the Pancast Show. And with a view of recent events, things we'd like to inform you of is that it is in fact us that has the bigger button, not you. It's us that has the bigger button. Now you have been warned.
Jen, where's the soap?
It does, doesn't it?
The Pancast Show.
Oh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Pancast Show. We're here live on a Thursday evening to tickle your tonsils and float your hemorrhoids.
I've got no idea what you're
Hello, Jen, how are you?
I'm catching you.
And hello, Pav, how are you?
I'm fine. You're very loud.
Oh, that's good. We're always good if
it's
I'm
not
loud.
Good.
Yeah,
no,
it's always
not good.
Good
if you're really loud.
Question. Right? No. Interesting facts. I'm full of them, right?
You are full of them.
I am.
Full of something. come on.
Tonight,
we've only got an hour.
All right.
Spit it out.
Come on.
What's
get
the
on with
only
it?
Mammal
what's...
that can't jump?
Neil.
No, I can jump.
A whale.
They can jump. They jump out of the water.
And water. We jump out of the water.
Oh, Danny Dyer! And you're watching Real Sciences and Football Factories. Have ya?
Go on then.
Elephants.
They can jump.
I've never seen an elephant jump.
Ah, but have you ever seen an elephant fly?
Yeah.
Ah.
A Dumbo. Well, that's real, isn't it?
Yeah, Dumbo. Yeah. Can I just first say congratulations to my daughter for giving birth to a little bonny, beautiful baby boy on Saturday.
Aww.
As we record this.
Congratulations, Jazz. And
yes. Finley John Carl, his name is.
Oh, you're in the name.
I'm in the name,
you're
yeah.
In the name.
That broke me. Absolutely broke me. But yeah, so congratulations, Jazz and Jord and little baby Finley.
He's a granddad.
He's a granddad. He's a granddad. Again.
He's standing by the window.
More likely. He's standing by the window looking at Television X.
Because his missus won't let him have it himself.
No, it's only 5 minute preview, which is enough.
Is it?
Twice.
Do they still do that 5 minute preview?
I have no idea what Television X is.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, it's the naughty channel on Sky.
Like Babe Station.
Yeah, but at midnight, they always used to do the 5 minute preview. So everybody who had Sky would if you were a young single male, would flick over at 12 o'clock.
Or an old married male.
Well, possibly.
Yeah, don't stereotype now.
Well, I would say in my situation it would have been, and we all had a look. We
always used to have a look, yeah.
Was it worth a look?
No, not really.
Or in the really old days of Sky, when you used to get German channels, the screen used to be scrambled. But if you squinted, you could sort of just see the picture was. Yeah, yeah.
Is that why they say it's bad for your eyes?
Well, I mean, there's other things. Things can get in it. You're in it, in your eye.
Which eye? Yoko's back.
Yoko's back.
So has everybody had a nice week, apart from becoming a granddad?
It's been great.
I think Pav's had the best week, really.
Oh, sounds like it, doesn't it? It's such a...
Nothing any of us have done is going to amount to that, really.
Well, not to me. It was all my dirty work. Yeah. All my daughter's work.
Dirty work.
It was dirty work.
But it's been babies galore this weekend, hasn't it, really, over the last week?
There's been a few. I noticed on Facebook there's been two or three that have been announced.
And we had a wonderful Daisy May, obviously. She had a little baby.
Yeah, those storks have been busy, haven't they?
They have. Where did that legend ever come from? Storks?
I don't know. Have you seen the movie?
Which one?
Exactly.
Wow, he's coming on into the shed. We've got a guest. Sorry, I thought you were going to sing us in.
Well, I didn't think I'd have to announce myself.
Well, sorry, Nick. I actually thought it was going to be a little bit of.
Well, you know, I'm a knight. I should never do it myself, you know.
I genuinely thought...
Hello, Jen. It's nice to see you. He's crying. You're doing it yourself, aren't you? All the time.
Can't get stuff.
What's
can't
that?
Get stuff.
A bit of a nasal problem going on.
I've got nasal problems, yeah.
It's cold
there
season.
There you go. I thought I was going to jump Shut in up. Earlier, right? I thought you were going to have a line of... It'd be better if you had a line.
I've had plenty of lines in my time. You know what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you
are. Yeah, I just wanted to come and say I'm a bit pissed off this week.
Say that again.
I'll say I'm a bit pissed off this week.
Why? What's wrong
with it? Well, it's been, you know, I've got kids.
How many bloody kids have you got?
I've forgotten how many it is. Hello, Jen.
All right.
All right. Oh, yeah.
How many kids has Mick Jagger got?
It's one of their birthdays this week.
Right.
So I got a clown for her.
Yeah.
And I got all my showbiz friends to come over and have a little bit of a pie.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
Nice.
We had Obama was there.
Obama.
He was nice, yeah. And we had Hugh Grant come over.
Hugh Grant and Obama.
Hugh Grant
That's
and Obama. It was and then Yoko was there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was
Did she sing you a song?
She was lovely, yeah.
Because obviously you were friends with John Lennon.
I was very good friends with
you
John
were?
Lennon. I was good friends with David Bowie, if you know what I mean.
So I knew he was hiding
the sausage.
Dancing in the street.
We were. I was dancing in his street.
Yeah, up his alley.
Anyway, we had a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
We had a bit of trouble with the clown. The clown started spraying all this stuff all over the place.
Oh, yeah. We've
he got it all over Obama. Yeah. He got it all over Mr. Grant as well.
Yeah.
And they started having a fight.
What, Obama and the clown?
No, Hugh Grant and the clown. I said, oi, you, get off of my clown.
Hey, we got there.
Oh, nearly missed it up. It was good.
Oh,
there you go.
Fantastic. That's so good.
Well, very much. Got to go now. Bye.
Bye, Mick. Well, that was Mick Jagger.
That was a thing that happened.
Yeah, that was a little thing that happened.
Just happened.
Bye, Mick.
Sucky fingers.
Shame he couldn't stay for the entire show.
It was. Yeah. Maybe one week. Maybe one week.
We should get them all in at one
stage. Don't think
we
can keep that going for a whole hour, I don't think.
Maybe we could have him and Yoko in at the same
time. Oh, wouldn't that be amazing?
Party.
There's a duet.
That's a duet. Maybe we could do that.
Islands in the Street.
Like with Mick Jagger and
Yoko Ono. Or what's the Elton John song?
Go Breaking My Heart.
You see, that could be quite a good one. Other great duets that they could do?
I'm sure we could sort something.
Endless Love.
Endless Love.
Oh, especially
for you.
We could do that.
There could be a whole album there. There could be a whole album there. Shall we do this?
It's time for the all-new Pancast Show. Top 10.
Here we go.
10.
Daddy's Home 2.
Oh.
Yeah, sequel to Daddy's Home.
Oh, my God, another amazing fact, Neil.
Well, there you go. Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg, John Lithgow, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
All in a movie together.
9.
Hostiles.
Yes, this looks this is good.
Oscar bait, this is.
Yeah, this is a Western.
Oscar bait. It's a Western.
With Christian Bale.
Yeah.
And his brother Gareth.
Hey.
Gareth Bale. Yeah, Gareth Bale. Gareth
Hey Bale.
Okay. And Wes Studi. Plays the Indian.
From Dances with Wolves. No, he wasn't Dances. Yeah, he was in Dances with Wolves, and he was also in Last of the Mohicans.
He was. And apparently the cinematography is like very immersive. What did you say?
Tatanka.
That'll do.
Tatanka. That's no, that's isn't that that's Buffalo, I think it is. Tatanka.
All right.
Okay.
Cool.
We need another number.
Okay.
Eight.
Eight.
Stop saying it. That's exactly the same as
you. You're doing the magic for everyone, Neil.
I gotta remind him where he's at, because he'll be pissed.
I know where it's at.
Right. Ferdinand.
Yes, a film about Rio Ferdinand.
Is
it actually?
No. It is, yeah, it's his life story.
This is Les Ferdinand.
I'd have believed that.
Yeah.
It's Les Ferdinand, it's not Rio. He used to play for Tottenham. Striker, apparently.
Behave as if they'd make a movie about a Tottenham
exactly.
player.
Exactly.
Apparently vandalised the Blue Peter Garden, Les Ferdinand. Allegedly. There's
cool,
silence.
Cool story.
It's about a bull.
Seven.
Paddington 2.
Voted the film of the last year. It's about a bull. All right.
Being serious. I can't work out if you're being serious.
Ferdinand's about a bull.
Yeah, it is a bull.
Paddington
it's
2.
A cartoon. It's
it like sounds like bull.
It's an animated
John Cena.
Movie. Cena. It's Ayrton Senna. John
I don't
Cena.
Know. I'm not a wrestler.
Well, it's a load of bull.
It's all about a bull.
It's all about a bull.
Six.
All the Money in the World.
Ridley Scott's latest
well,
one.
This is yeah, this is the one that had Kevin Spacey in it originally, and they but they completely cut him out of the movie and reshot. They went and did loads of reshoots for a stupid amount of money, and apparently there's been controversy with that. Did you see?
No.
That Mark Wahlberg got paid a hell of a lot more than Michelle Williams for the reshoots, and there's a load of furore now about equal pay and.
Well, so there should be equal pay. It's not like they do any less work.
Well, I don't know. But anyway,
oh, controversial.
So, Christopher Plummer has now taken over the role of...
Spacey's role, Getty.
Getty.
It's about the oil baron Getty and the kidnap of his grandchild.
Kidnap.
He wouldn't pay, would he?
Pay.
He said no.
Nope.
He said, I ain't got enough money, and he was the richest man in the world.
We had all the money
in
the...
You don't get rich by giving it away.
Exactly. He had all the money in the world.
Do you know, he...
And if he'd given some away, he wouldn't have had all the money in the world.
And they couldn't have called it that.
This is
exactly
why he is the richest man in the world. Apparently in his house, his phone was a payphone. So if you were in his house staying as a guest, family or anybody, to use his phone, you had to pay.
Absolutely.
That's a thrifty idea.
That's a good idea.
I'll give him that.
Yeah.
You don't make money by giving it away.
It's about a bull.
Five.
Pitch Perfect 3.
It's about a bull.
Do we need to say any more about
it's
that?
It's the third one. Have you watched...
really?
Yeah.
Then why the hell did they call it Pitch Perfect 3?
I thought they should have called it Pitch Perfect 4.
No,
that's
they
crazy.
Didn't call it Pitch Perfect the third. They called it Pitch Perfect 3. Have you seen the Pitch Perfect films?
No. Well, come on.
They're good. They're actually very funny.
Do you think so?
Yeah, they are. The first two are very funny. I don't know about this one because I've not seen it.
Not a fan of a cappella?
Never met the bloke.
No. I hear he's a bit gropey.
He'd fit in well here then, wouldn't he?
Mm.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Four.
Molly's Game.
Aaron Sorkin's directorial debut.
Aaron Sorkin's.
Debut. Got bull on the brain, haven't I?
You have, yeah.
Debut with Jessica Chastain.
Jessica Chastain.
And Idris Elba. Lufa.
Is Idris Elba in that one?
Lufa.
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 He's in that one. And it's Lofa. About gambling. Poker, apparently.
I bet you did. Allegedly.
From another room. We don't want four. We've had four.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we have. That was Molly's game.
That's what
three.
Said.
I think they've got this wrong. It's The Greatest Showman, isn't
That's
it?
That's right. Yeah,
but on the paper, it says Greatest Showman The.
Yeah, they put the after the greatest.
Well done, mate. How did you work that out?
Because
it's not at the start. Well done, Neil.
The Greatest Showman. Very good movie.
Is it?
Great music.
Huge action. You like huge action.
He's lovely.
Who doesn't like huge action?
Did you see his face when James Franco won the Best Actor for The Disaster?
No. Did he properly look pissed?
No, he just looked like incredulous. He had this sort of confused look on his face of like, why are you up there? It should be me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this really got caught. Somebody sort of got a picture of him.
Did he do it on purpose?
No, I don't think so. I think he was genuinely sort of looking really confused.
People spoke about when Jonah Hill was nominated for the Best Supporting Actor.
And Jonah Hill.
Somebody else won it. And do you want to repeat that again?
No.
Well, don't interrupt.
Okay.
Jonah Ball.
Jonah Ball.
When he was...
when he was what?
When he lost out to whoever lost won... What? The Oscars. Best Supporting Actor Oscar.
Where was he?
He looked really fed up, pissed off. And people it went viral that he was pissed off.
Viral?
Why wouldn't you look pissed off if you lost?
No.
Because the thing is, you're supposed to sit there and...
Yeah, you're supposed to, but everyone wants to win.
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah, you got to give a round of applause.
And... If it was me, if I ever had that one chance of doing that, I would, like, if you got a programme, I would throw it on the floor and storm out.
Yeah.
You'd have to, wouldn't you?
I would make a scene.
Because I think
those things are really boring to go to, and you don't get anything to eat or anything. So I would storm out and then go to the nearest McDonald's.
Do they not do
get 20
food?
Nuggets?
No, you don't. Do you?
20
and if you
nuggets.
Go for a pee, there's somebody waiting to jump straight
in
your seat.
They have to jump in your seat. Yeah.
There's never an empty seat.
Never.
Seems pointless.
But then the Oscars go on for like 6 hours.
6 hours?
Yeah.
Two.
Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
Well, what can I say? All that's been said about that needs to be said, and plenty more. And if you want to hear more about what we say about it, when there's not much else to be said about it, do it on a Wednesday, on a Thursday, Wednesday. We'll do it and we'll talk about it. Wednesday.
I'm really confused.
It's about a ball.
It is.
One.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
The Rock.
Kevin Hart.
Karen Gillan.
Jack Black.
I don't know what's going on.
Having a foursome in a...
In the jungle.
Welcome to the Jungle.
He's been in a film called Welcome to the Jungle before, hasn't he, The Rock?
He has. It was called Welcome to the Jungle.
But it wasn't in...
The Jungle?
America, was it? It was only in this country that it was called that.
What was it called?
Like The Lowdown or something like that in America.
I remember that, The Lowdown.
Yeah, you know, with The Rock. Yeah. And Sean... let's have a song.
Connery.
The year this week is...
2010! Hey, it's got a bull in it. All right, let's fire straight in. What was the most watched TV show in 2010? Anybody?
2010.
It was a reality show.
It's got to be Big Brother.
Nope.
I'm a Celebrity?
No, either, but Strictly Come Dancing.
Nope.
Dancing on Ice.
Nope.
Dancing with Celebrities.
Nope.
I'm a Celebrity.
Think of a singing one.
X Factor.
It was the X Factor that year. The X Factor.
Unbelievable.
Excuse me, was the highest viewed TV show. But it only still had like 9 million or 10 million views. So it's weird that when we look back at the 70s.
20 odd million.
Like 20 to 30 million.
Steady.
Hello there, Barry. So,
Da-na.
The wrong Barry. The other one. The top film of 2010. Can anybody tell me? I'll give you a clue. It took 1.67 billion.
Won't be the Avengers. That's too early, isn't it?
Yeah. It was a huge, huge hit. It was a sequel of sorts. It was animated. Look at the tongue going.
Give us another clue.
It was the third film.
Shrek. You just said it was the second.
No, it won't be Shrek.
No, I said it was a sequel of sorts. It was the third film.
1.6.
Toy Story.
1.06. Yes.
Well done.
Toy Story 3. Yes. Three. Well done.
I don't think the 3 was necessary, but all right.
But yeah.
Pedantic.
Got to be, haven't you, in this day and age?
let's
not gang up. We don't tolerate bullying in this house.
Yeah, we will.
Well, as a minority, I don't think you've got much of a
say. It's a democracy. 2 against 1. We got the bigger vote. Ooh.
We'll build a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you stay behind it, you cretin.
Oh, I know what he was going to say then. I thought you were going to go for then.
No, the Premiership Champions 2009 to 2010 was...
Man United.
No.
Arsenal.
No.
Chelsea.
Yep. Yeah. We lost in this year. Corey Haim died.
Oh, one of the two Coreys.
Yeah, he was in Lost Boys and films like that. He was quite a big star in the 80s. Peter Graves left
that
us.
Rings a bell.
Oh, from Airplane.
He was in Airplane. He was also in Mission Impossible and stuff like that, wasn't he? Alexander McQueen, you must have heard of him. The designer.
He
left us. He stitched his final shirt. Gary Coleman.
You've been working on that joke all week.
He has, yeah. Gary Coleman. What you talking about, Willis?
Hey! Dennis Hopper left us.
Dennis Hopper.
One of the greatest actors. Eddie Fisher.
Eddie Fisher.
Yeah, whose father was he?
Carrie Fisher.
Yes. Malcolm McLaren.
Malcolm McLaren.
Buffalo Girls.
Clockwork Orange.
No, wrong one.
No,
he was the one who was the Sex Pistols manager.
Yes, right.
At the shop Sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sex. Tony Curtis.
Tony Curtis.
Tony Curtis left us. And the biggest comedic actor that we know, and we spoke about Airplane, Leslie Nielsen.
In 2010 as well, was it?
2010 as well.
Yeah.
So
Leslie Nielsen.
Legend, isn't he? Airplane, Naked Gun. He's not behind you. He's really not behind you.
Half was staring directly behind me. He's very unnerving. Yeah.
Well, I was trying to sort of say it to you, but it's I find it hard to keep my eye contact with you.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
because
I just get all funny. I feel funny inside.
Dear, you feel that funny strength. Yeah, it's that Moulin Rouge.
A little bit funny.
Oh, yeah.
January.
Oh.
Yep.
January.
Christ.
He's not here.
Celebrity.
He is. He's up there.
Yeah, there he is. Celebrity Big Brother has its final run on Channel 4 and is won by cage fighter Alex Reed.
Oh.
Is he the cross-dresser?
Yeah.
Yeah, the cross-dresser cage
used
fighter.
Used to go out with Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan. He had a bit of Jordan. Jonathan Ross announces he will leave the BBC.
Yay!
And the country was once again deluged by heavy snowfall as it endured its worst cold spell since the winter of 81-82.
I remember that. That was a cold, cold winter.
It was.
Oh, hey.
He drank his soup. I don't know. Press February.
What?
Cadbury's is taken over by the American food rival Kraft in an $11.5 billion deal, and it's never been the same since.
Cream eggs are shit.
They are now. And selection boxes. They've taken out the fudge.
And if there's someone who likes fudge, it's you, isn't it, Neil?
I love a good finger.
You do.
And they've put an Oreo bar in instead.
Well, that seems to me to be a trade up.
No!
An Oreo bar? Do you know how good Oreos are?
I love Oreos, but that's not good standard British
Cadbury's. No, but an Oreo, a normal bog standard Oreo. It's not just a one and done. It's an adventure to eat an Oreo because you have to unscrew it, you have to lick it out, the cream, lick the cream
that
out.
That was the wrong moment to make eye contact with me, but thanks, Pat.
And then it's the same with like a Twix, isn't it? There's a way of eating them.
Yeah.
How do you eat a Twix?
I eat the chocolate and toffee off first, then I nibble the chocolate all around the biscuit, then I nibble the chocolate off the bottom of the biscuit, then I eat the biscuit.
Correct, man. Knows how to eat a biscuit.
Yeah. Thank you very
much. Oreo, double stuff Oreo.
You double stuff.
Do you know what you do, right? You get a double stuff and then you get like a flavoured one and you peel the... Because no one really likes the biscuit, do they? So you peel a biscuit off each side, chuck them, stick them together.
Nice.
Double stuff flavour.
Double stuff flavour.
So, and the 2010 Winter Olympics begins in Vancouver. This is going to be a long one. Press March.
March!
Channel 4 Quiz Countdown celebrates its 5,000th edition.
Yeah.
And ITV announced it is to cancel the long-running police drama, The Bill.
Oh.
And Claudia Winkleman is confirmed as Jonathan Ross's replacement on film 2010. That's a very good...
Winkleman.
Yeah, you like the word winkle, don't you?
Yeah.
April. Volcanic ash from a volcano in Iceland begins to disrupt the air traffic across northern and western Europe.
I remember that.
And me. They grounded flights, didn't they?
They grounded flights. You couldn't fly now.
So if you were due to go on holiday, you were screwed!
Why are you talking like Danny Dyer all the time these days?
Because I'm trying to be a Cockney
rebel. He's watched one Danny Dyer documentary and he thinks he's Siren's hardest man.
Yeah.
I am.
He'll be out of here like... Glasgow kissing people on the way home.
I'll be standing on the street corners again.
Yeah.
That's a different programme.
Like the good old days, eh, Neil?
Yeah. I earned a pretty packet.
Made a fortune.
I did. Especially at the docks.
Oh, sorry.
Metal detectorist Dave Crisp discovers the Froom Hoard. 52,503 Roman coins dating to the year 252. One of the largest finds in Britain.
As well.
Britain.
Can you say that one again?
Shut your face! Put May on! I'll get your attention now with my first word.
Oh. Nude.
Oh, hey.
Reach for the booby.
Yeah, new green leaves, though, and bust by Picasso sells in New York for $106.5 million. Setting a new record for a work of art sold at an auction.
Okay.
Did you buy it?
What a great question. Do you think I'd be sat here in a tiny little shed if I had the money to spend?
Well, that's why you're sat in a little shed, because you spent all your freaking money on that.
I did, look. It's there. There it is. Look, that's what I bought. Is it penis tip?
And Julia Louis-Dreyfus receives the 2,407th star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Although on the original, her name is spelled incorrectly.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
Isn't it? Next one.
No, June.
The 2010 FIFA World Cup starts in South Africa.
It did. South Africa.
And the longest tennis match in history happened between John Lanner and Nicholas Mahut, where after 11 hours, 5 minutes of play over 3 days, Inner won.
I'm sorry, what just happened?
I don't know, but I'm going to get that. I'm going to cut that little laugh out because that was very good.
Dirty.
July, July, July.
Yes, Spain win the World 2010 World Cup.
They do.
And the first 24-hour flight by a solar-powered plane is completed by the Solar Impulse.
Well done to them.
Isn't it good? Next. What's that?
You say that every week.
It just always throws me. Brazil wins the 2010 World Blind Football Championship after beating Spain 2-0.
Why is that funny, Neil?
Yeah, why is that funny, Neil?
Well, I'd like to see it.
You're mocking the inflicted, Neil. I bet they'd like to see it.
I'm not mocking the afflicted, but seriously, that must be the longest game of
Doesn't
football.
Doesn't it include a bell?
Yeah, there's a bell in the football. Have you never seen it?
No, I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah? Is it?
You'll have to see it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to watch it then. And after 37 long-running years, Last of the Summer Wine is aired for the last time on the BBC.
Hooray!
You were a fan,
I don't think I was.
A newsreader, Kate Silverton, is subject to complaints for swearing at the end of a bulletin after she realised that she'd left her mic on.
Wow.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah. It's not very professional, is it?
No. The new ITV show Daybreak starts with Adrian Childs and Christine Bleakley.
Hey.
And Barbara Windsor makes her last regular appearance on EastEnders.
Oh, Babs.
No, that, how did she do her laugh?
Not like that.
It was more like what Jen just did.
Jen Windsor.
Jen what?
John Windsor.
John Windsor.
During an interview with the following day's papers, Sky News presenter Steve Dixon is forced to make a hasty apology after asking BG Robin Gibb if his brother Maurice, who died in 2003, is watching while discussing an article that makes reference to the late singer.
Maurice. Since when was he French?
Shut up! Stop picking up
Maurice!
Maurice.
When has he ever been Maurice?
Maurice Gibb. You know him, yeah?
Danon.
Yeah, Maurice Gibb.
Maurice.
And an American company, New England Sports, completes the £300 million takeover of...
New England Sports?
Yeah, who did they buy?
Don't know.
Liverpool FC.
Well, that wasn't... Yeah. Is that what they're called? Yeah. New England Sports?
I think that's fake news.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. It was Fenway.
Unbelievable. Ofcom revokes the licence for the 4 Tease Me TV sex line channels for broadcasting sexually explicit content before the watershed.
Why would they do that?
Well, what are you doing? Do that again.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. And Prince William announces his engagement to Catherine.
Catherine. Kate.
Yeah, I know, but
she's... you can have that.
December. The first total lunar eclipse to occur on the day, the northern winter solstice and the southern summer solstice since 1638 takes place.
Wow.
Yeah, and Upstairs Downstairs returns to the TV after a 35-year absence.
Wow.
Yeah. Shut your face, you can do it next
Where
week.
Where do you get these facts?
I try and change it. You can't do politics, you can't do any of that crap.
What makes me laugh is that a few weeks ago we were talking about this feature, weren't we?
Yeah.
Saying about how maybe it's a little bit too long. That's the longest one we've ever done.
Well, it's because you're interrupting me the whole
what?
Time.
I don't think we did.
Well, if you don't get your facts right... I mean,
you know, fake news.
So fake news.
China. The biggest selling song for 2010 is?
Biggest selling song of 2010.
Maurice.
It's got to be Lady Gaga, is it?
No.
Give us a clue.
He's a rapper.
MC Hammer.
No, well, yeah, he was really around in 2010. Wake up!
A rapper. Kanye West.
No, he's a white rapper.
Kanye West isn't a white rapper.
Eminem. It was Eminem with Love the Way You Lie featuring Rihanna. This was the number one song. I'm going home. Cheerio.
Jen's got another challenge. Jen's got another challenge. Jen's got another challenge. Jen.
5-4.
Is that what the score is?
Yeah, because we drew on Christmas Day.
We did.
I'm allowed to gloat, Neil.
I'm allowed to gloat. Don't knock. I'm allowed to have a little
No,
bit.
Actually...
Or is it 4-3?
No, didn't we... Wasn't that New Year's Day that we... No, you only did one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
That's fine.
Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas Day.
I stand corrected, said the man in the orthopaedic shoes.
Hey, I'm here all week. Hey. Take my mother-in-law. Hey. Please take my mother-in-law.
My mother-in-law's so fat. She just is.
Right.
One step behind.
Yes.
Who wants the envelope?
I read the one last time, Christmas.
Thank you very much.
I forgot to write on the envelope.
Oh.
Sorry.
Here we go.
You could use it again, that would take it.
I have the bit of paper in my hand. And
the winner is...
The Oscar goes to... Finish that tune. On the table are lines from songs. Do you know the next line? Do you know the song and artist for an extra point?
Oh, points make prizes.
What do points make?
Prizes!
Lovely.
We're all doing very
well. Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis. Elvis Forsyth.
So how many have we got there?
There's 7 on the table in case it's like a draw.
Oh, good thinking. So we've got 3 each then.
So you've got 3 each and then there'll be a spare one, but obviously you only get one.
So are we able to... like, steal a point if the other person doesn't get it.
I was thinking about this, and I think, yeah. Okay. Steal
away. You're the boss.
So who's going first, then?
Yeah, who goes first?
Who goes first?
Well, it's up to you two.
You go first. You read it. You go first.
Okay. All right, so I need to read this out, do I? I take it?
Yep, so it'll be a line from a song.
Okay. Do I get extra points if I sing it as well?
No.
No, but I think you should both sing them.
Because you always bloody
sing. Okay, right. The line is, see the stone set in your eyes, seen the thorn twist in your side, with or without you, you two.
Yes.
With or without
Boom.
You.
2 points.
Two.
Thank you very much.
Here all week.
Very Bruno Manuel. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Right,
here we go.
You only got one there,
Come on, Neil. It's your time to shine.
Come on.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. I can't think what the next line is.
It's harder than you think. There That's not the next line, by the way.
The Joker to the thief. Oh, for crying out loud.
Pav knows he can steal some points. Come on, Neil.
I know. I can't get it. I can't think what the next line is. We've been here a long time, so...
There must be some kind of confusion. I can't get no release.
There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Oh,
close.
Extra point if you can say the name of the song and the person that's doing it.
Well, I've passed it over, haven't I?
All Along the Watchtower.
Yeah.
Well,
it'd be
Bob Dylan or Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix.
Okay. Do I get an extra point for that?
Yeah, we'll give you a point for that. We're nice here.
You're going for the Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix.
Okay. I still don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild. Oh, I still don't know what I was waiting for, and I feel I should know this one.
You should. Both of you should know this.
I still don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild. I still don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild.
I found a weakness. I
still don't know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild. Oh, my God. I still don't know
what really
I was...
evil.
Yeah.
I still don't know what I was waiting for. I'm going to have to pass it over, whether you know it.
Right, let me read this.
I still don't know.
I still don't know.
I wish you'd sing more often. It's beautiful.
No, I don't know. No, I don't even know what line of the song's from.
If I tell you the song,
yeah,
Changes by David Bowie.
Oh.
Could you get the next one?
No, I couldn't. No. I couldn't.
Well, isn't what I thought it was going to be then. What was the next line?
A million dead end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet.
Long line. Oh, it's me. You're winning, Pav, with one.
Changes.
Pav's actually got three points, so shut your face.
Excuse me, yeah, shut your face.
You're very aggressive to me tonight, Jen. Have I upset you somewhere? It's not me that's been mentioning your boobs all night.
Maybe it's the lack of mentioning my boobs that's upsetting you.
Well, I'm being a gentleman.
I'm a woman, you know.
Being a gentleman. Yeah. I don't want none of them dear court cases in here.
What are you talking about?
Just dear.
Do the line.
Like the Legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. Oh, I'm useless at this. I don't know.
I tried to pick super easy songs.
Like the Legend. Oh, it's like Chic, isn't it? Is it them?
Sorry, that would be a clue.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't know. Do you know?
It's Pharrell and Happy, I think. The Legend of the Phoenix.
No, it's not. Is it?
I don't know.
Get Lucky. It is. Pharrell, Get Lucky.
With Sheik.
Sheik had no part in this.
Nile Rodgers. Yeah,
I think Nile Rodgers was in the video, wasn't he?
I think he helped.
But then it's those two twats in the helmets, isn't it?
Daft Punk.
He's got it, yeah.
Daft Punk. As for the line, I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
What keeps the planet spinning?
It's Daft Punk with Pharrell, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
Get not Lucky.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I can really give a point for any of that.
I don't.
Hobbled together.
Shall we go?
How can it be? We've only got two left.
There's three.
Okay.
They're just piled on each other.
I'm going to have this one then.
Okay. Pile on!
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you. Oh, shit. I picked you up. I shook you. No, I picked you up. I picked you up and shook you.
No.
Turned you into someone new. I picked. Right, it's Don't You Want Me by Human League.
Yep, so that's one point.
So I got that.
One point in the bag.
You're working as a waitress at the cocktail bar when I met you. Picked you up. Shook you off. And turned you around. No, picked you up and shook you down. Turned you around. Turned you into someone new. Something like that.
Isn't it? Took you out. So I picked you up. I took you out. Turned you around. I picked you up. I took you out. I'm sure it is.
Yeah. No. I'm.
What is it, Jen?
It's something like that.
I picked you out, I shook you up, and turned you around, turned you into someone new.
I got around the wrong way.
You were so close, I know. Though.
What's the score there, Jen?
Hang on, I've still got one more to come.
Well, Pav's already on 4 points,
yeah,
and Neil's on M.
We're level smegging.
Zero.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. I don't know what that is at all. I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
And yet you make it sound so boring.
Yeah.
You have sucked the entire fun out of that sentence.
I have, haven't I? I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. I have no idea. I have genuinely no idea.
Can I have a read?
You've won anyway. If you get this, I'll kiss you.
Okay, tons. Well, it's Justin Timberlake and Can't Fight This Feeling. Can't stop the feeling.
Yeah.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric wavy when I turn it on. Doobie doobie.
Doobie doobie.
I got no idea.
Nailed it.
Is that what the line is? No,
what's
the next line?
All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up no ceiling when we're in our zone.
Of course we are.
I wouldn't have known
you
that.
You're going to do the last one just for funsies, are you?
For funsies. Come on then.
Let me read it in my...
Go on then, in your wonderful BBC
suck the
voice.
Fun out.
Yeah.
She's got a smile that seems to me reminds me of childhood memories.
If you don't know this one,
Guns N' Roses,
yes.
Sweet Child of Mine.
We'll give you a point for that, Neil. Yeah. We're not going to win, but we'll give you a point.
Oh, God. My mind's going blank.
As much as I'm not a Guns N' Roses.
Sorry, could you sing up, Neil?
Yeah. Come on, Axel.
Don't mumble.
Where everything was as fresh as the bright blue sky.
Yes!
There we are.
2 points to Neil.
You see, I did. I got have one.
Oh! Fiddlesticks!
Five all. We're back in it. The game is
on.
Dear me.
Right. Last song of the evening.
Last
song. Let's have
this. Let's get it done.
The Heights. Come on, let's play backwards. Let's all play backwards now.
It's not we fuck up.
Hello, Cornelius.
Well, hello, everybody.
And Cornelius is going for the posh voice today.
I thought, well, after seeing you do your wonderful voice, I thought I'd have a go.
Oh, thank you very much.
I prefer Cornelius's.
Again?
I bet you do, darling.
We're having a dig at me tonight. Yeah. So,
hello,
how are
Jean.
Hiya.
Nice to see you,
and
Jean.
You.
You're looking lovely.
Thanks. You free after?
Oh, yeah.
Got a plan?
All the time. Just come down me hole.
See you there.
Right.
So how are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, let's get cracking with the necking. Come
well,
on.
We got a quiz, so I think Jen should go first.
Right, I'm doing Disney princesses this week.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
So here we go. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Yes. That's the first one. And I'm only going to play it twice. I shouldn't talk through it. Yeah, so I'm only going to play it twice, but I won't talk through it this time.
Cinderella? No.
Neil?
Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty.
Well done. Here's go then, Neil. This is yours.
Come on.
Still runs.
Play again.
Still runs.
I'm struggling for princesses already.
But you are such a princess.
That's right.
Hey.
She's not a princess, she's a mermaid.
Well, I have to hurry you.
Anastasia. No, it's not Disney.
Come on for crying out loud.
Yeah, Belle.
I definitely got rushed more than this.
Yeah, it's not Belle.
I've already said Ariel.
It's up to you then.
I've said three now.
It's up to you then.
Jasmine?
Snow White.
Wow. Okay.
Right then, here's yours, Jen.
I don't know anymore. Have we already had?
Sleeping Beauty.
And Snow White.
White.
So it's got to be something I've already said.
Possibly.
Or it might be something you haven't said.
Possibly.
You never know.
I can only think of Cinderella. Yeah, go for it.
It's not White.
It's not.
Neil?
Just think of Disney films. Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
Not technically a princess, though, is she?
No. Well, you say she's a princess of the tribe.
She wasn't princess
that was
Pocahontas.
She was daughter of the chief.
Where's the rules?
That was such a... I was mucking around.
Right, Neil.
Yes.
Wasn't a hell.
I'm trying to think of...
Yeah, that one.
What's the name from...
Well, you got to tell me. This whole
Tangled.
Point of the bloody quiz.
Princess Tangled. Her name. Rumpelstiltskin. No, that was the man that pricked her.
Hey, that ain't the movie.
I think you've been watching different Disney
movies. I think that's television.
Rapunzel.
Rapunzel.
You're such a princess.
You're on fire.
I am.
Right, so...
I'll smash the macho one next time.
Yeah. Right, it's up to you this time then, Gene.
Hello, goodness. Hello, goodness.
Can you just play it one more time? No?
What's the one?
Hello, goodness.
The one from Frozen.
Elsa. Definitely shorter.
Yeah, that is.
Cheers though, Neil.
No, you don't need that as a guess. I'm helping you. We're just talking we're talking between ourselves. We're not.
All right, let's pretend like Cornelius isn't here.
Yeah, no, that was just trying to.
Is that your answer?
I don't know. I can't even think
of it. Oh, dear me.
I can't even think of a princess.
No. Esmeralda.
Cinderella.
The one time I don't say pissing Cinderella.
So the final one, this one's for you, Neil.
Were you at?
Oh, that sounds difficult. I will say Princess Elsa.
It's not right.
Because it's a short one. That's the only short one.
Right then, Jen, to make the score more respectable.
I don't think there's anything I can do to make this respectable.
I'll say it's one that you've already said. Somebody has already said already.
Ariel. Yes.
Well done.
Well done, Cornelius. Did you have fun looking up all those princesses?
Flipping!
Yes.
Flipping.
Yes.
What are you up to this weekend then, Cornelius?
Up to me nuts and guts. I don't know what
Remember
I'm up to.
You got slapped last time.
I did get slapped last time. I won't be saying that again.
No, don't say it again.
That's it. No, thank you. I'm off there. Bye.
He's unpacking. He's unpacking his nose. So, thank you very much. We're at the end of the show. So, thank you very much, Jen. Fun as always, even though I've been violated.
It's not violation if you enjoy it. That's the rules.
That's the rules.
Have a lovely weekend, whatever you may be doing.
Why, thank you.
Path?
Yeah.
Have a good weekend.
Will do.
Relax. Take it easy. Enjoy time with your little baby grandson. Sweet. And everybody out there, please do have a lovely weekend. We'll see you all again next week. 1960, that's going to be a challenge. I've got a little song to play us out with. Let's all get our jig on.
Hi, I'm Pavo.
And I'm Neil.
And we're in the cockpit of the That's No Moon podcast.
And we're flying from a galaxy far, far away to bring you the hottest, the latest Star Wars weekly news.
Hotter than the two suns of Tatooine.
Every Wednesday, we'll bring you the up-to-the-minute news.
And rumours and gossip from everything going on in the Star Wars universe.
With special episodes including movie commentaries and trailer breakdowns.
So, if you're looking for the best Star Wars podcast
to listen to while sat on the toilet having a poo,
or relaxing drinking a nice glass of Qui-Gon gin and tonic,
visit our website, pancast.co.uk. Download them from Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or other podcast apps.
That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.